there's been a flurry of activity over at the White House. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 21st day of January. Thanks for being here. The NRA is ordered to face a lawsuit in New York State. United Airlines stock pulled back today, and why? The conservative social media site Parler heard from a judge today. Electric vehicles is a boon for auto companies. Speaking of car makers, Ford is on a roll. We've got the Wall Street Report, the new jobless numbers, some housing start numbers, and what's happening in the commercial office space world. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. Aurion.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, just hours after being sworn in as the 46th President of the United States, Joe Biden issued 15 executive orders and 2 directives. Some of those will have an impact on business, such as oil drilling on federal lands. Today, the president issued even more executive orders. There is an order that there must be a mask mandate on all U.S. aircraft and in U.S. airports, something that the unions have been asking for some time. Additional executive orders today dealing with a pandemic, including school and worker safety guidance for OSHA, a nationwide approach to testing, and invoking the Defense Production Act for vaccine and personal protective equipment. In a related move, the Iowa AFL-CIO today filed an OSHA complaint against the leadership of the Iowa House and the Iowa State Senate. Reading from their press release, it says, quote, "This is because of the disregard for safety of workers there and the well-being of everyone that enters the Capitol," end quote. So how have the markets reacted to the second day of the Biden administration? I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Well, things are getting dicey for the National Rifle Association. Yesterday, we reported the Second Amendment organization was moving to Texas and attempting to declare bankruptcy there to avoid a legal challenge in New York State. Today, a New York judge denied the NRA's request to dismiss the suit by New York Attorney General Letitia James after saying last week's bankruptcy filing was unlikely to derail the case. The judge said that since it's in state court, he felt free to proceed with the hearing. Federal judges usually place a hold on litigation against debtors to give them some breathing room to reorganize. Attorney General James alleges that the NRA diverted charitable donations for years to enrich executives in violation of laws governing nonprofit organizations. The suit was filed last August during a power struggle between the former NRA president and longtime leader. It poses one of the biggest legal threats to the NRA since its founding in New York in 1871. Last week, we saw Delta Airlines stock rise as the carrier said they believe the company will turn a small profit in the second quarter of this year rather than bleeding $11 million a day. United Airlines today could not give the same reassurance, saying it couldn't predict when a demand rebound would improve their results. It was a much more cautious outlook than what we saw at Delta. As the company reported fourth quarter earnings, it said that this year will serve as a transition year after the collapse of travel caused by the pandemic. While pent-up demand will spur more leisure bookings later this year, United declined to bet on a specific timetable. United shares, well, they closed down by $2.59 a share to $42.59. A federal judge is refusing to restore the social media site Parler after Amazon kicked the company off of its web hosting service over what Amazon says was a breach of their rules by inciting violence. U.S. District Court Judge Barbara Rothstein sided with Amazon, which argued that Parler would not take down posts that threatened public safety, even after the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Electric vehicle production is turning out to be a big deal for U.S. automakers. Bloomberg is reporting today that investors are excited about the future, and they have been rewarding the manufacturers. After trailing the broader market for much of 2020, shares of General Motors and Ford Motor Company have skyrocketed, posting their best starts to a year on record. Their moves have even surpassed Tesla, which surged more than 740% last year, thanks to a growing view that electric cars will dominate the future auto industry. General Motors is up by 32% this year, and Ford stock bounced up by 31%. And to think, just 5 years ago, electric vehicles were sort of a pipe dream. In a related story, the Ford Motor Company has seen its stock soar by 23% since just Tuesday. Yeah, this Tuesday. Business Insider is reporting that the move higher materialized after Rivian, an electric truck startup that counts Ford as a minority owner, raised $2.6 billion at a valuation of $27.6 billion on Tuesday. The raise will help Rivian push forward with its production schedule as it aims to begin delivering vehicles by the end of this year. Ford has an undisclosed stake in Rivian, having invested $500 million in the company in April of last year. Rivian's $28 billion valuation is catching up to Ford's, which was hovering at $43 billion as of today. U.S. stocks ended the day mixed. However, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 did extend their gains into new record territory as investors consider President Biden's prospects for combating the COVID-19 pandemic and boosting economic recovery with his legislative agenda. The Dow blew earlier gains to close down by 12 points at 31,176, while the NASDAQ continued its march upward by gaining 73 points to close at 13,530. And the S&P 500, that was up fractionally to 3853. While first-time jobless claims came in less than expected, there were still 900,000 Americans filing for new unemployment claims. Meanwhile, U.S. home builders started construction on homes at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.67 million in December. That represents a 5.8% increase from the previous month's figure. And finally, there is this. It is commercial office space that continues to see a loss of demand. All across the country, there are reports of development companies putting office construction projects on hold or flushing them altogether. For example, in Los Angeles County, the market for office space continues to decline. New data reveal overall office vacancy rose to about 16% at the end of last year. That's according to real estate firm CBRE, making it the worst year for office leasing since the Great Recession. Now, for comparison, landlords lost 5.7 million square feet of occupied space during that time period between 2007 and 2009, while 2020 saw a drop in occupancy of nearly 6.7 million square feet. And experts say demand isn't coming back anytime soon. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.